Welcome back to Hopes and Dreams Podcast, your neighborhood podcast about life's humbling moments and how we move past them to achieve our dreams. Like we've had to try to get past all of our technical issues today.
They're the best kind of issues.
Oh, they're terrible, actually. But thank you so much for being here with us, for joining us today as we go into part two of our episode on women's health.
Yes, women's health is important. We have a special guest with us today. Before we dive into the rest of our women's health topics, we have spawn of the pod, Devere. Say hi.
Hi.
Devere is here to give us a fun animal fact. Do you have it prepared, honey?
Yes, I do. This fact is most people think cheetahs growl or roar.
Cheetahs growl or roar?
Most people think that, but Everyone who thinks that, you're wrong.
What's that? Very nice.
Cheetahs actually squeak.
They squeak?
Yep.
Oh, man. Can you give us an example?
Yes.
Great.
So, like, maybe, probably, if you've heard a mouse, you would know what a cheetah sounds like.
Huh.
Cheetah sounds very similar to a mouse.
Let's hear it.
Squeak, 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 squeak. I can't really make it.
That's what a cheetah sounds like?
Yeah.
They squeak?
Yeah, cheetahs squeak.
I don't know.
That's bonkers. Where did you learn that fact?
School.
School. All right. Well, that means it must be true, right?
I mean,
yeah, I hope so. Unlikely.
Oh, man. Do you love cheetahs?
They're one of my many favorite animals.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing your fun Devere fact with us. We appreciate you coming on, honey. Is there anything else you want to say to our listeners?
Mm-mm.
No? All right. Okay. Thank you. I love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Go enjoy your sneaky snack.
We were just trying to tell him not to slam the door. Oh, he's back.
Yes, you can watch TV. It's okay. Go ahead. Parenting never ends, everybody.
Oh, now it's over for the moment. Thank goodness. Didn't we mention last time how there's reasons I can't have children because I'm overstimulated?
And that's okay.
I was ready to give up on recording today.
Devere gets overstimulated too, and it's understandable. So we try to use silent communication when he's being too much, because Alex will get overstimulated with just his existence and the sound of him talking. Like, it's okay. Yep. It happens.
Yep. Can relate. Still love him.
We love him so much, and we're so happy that he even wants to come hang out.
Of course he does. Why wouldn't he want to hang out with us?
I know. Well, he got bored enough with our technical difficulties. He literally fell asleep.
He fell asleep, which we'll throw a picture up of if I can figure out how to do it.
Definitely.
You'll get to see a picture of him like
just totally zonked out in the chair.
So you can probably tell, but you can see us right now.
Hi.
We didn't mention that right away. But here are our faces.
Our faces are facing.
They're not great at the moment, but, you know, it's been a long day.
We can be haggard and beautiful.
We sure can. We have gotten comments about how one of the things that people like the most is our authenticity and how we're not, like, you know, getting all dolled up in our promo stuff or our content, how we just kind of let our
just roll with
bog
it.
Witch selves just kind of hang out. Here we are.
I do not identify as a bog witch.
I do.
But
I do very much.
You go right ahead.
I very much identify as a bog witch on most days. Oh, anyway.
Boy. All right.
That's the point of this whole thing.
Back to podcasting. So last week was a lot of period stuff, cramping, cravings. We kind of touched a little bit on weird childbirth and a few things that we forgot to mention. But didn't. Endometriosis is one thing that's, these are all sort of like hidden ailments and symptoms that not a lot of people know about. So endometriosis is a disease in which the tissue, similar to the lining of your uterus, grows outside of the uterus, which sounds terrible. It can cause severe pain in the pelvis and make it harder to get pregnant. And it can begin at a person's first period and last all the way until menopause.
Oh,
yeah.
How nice.
It's so lovely.
It's like a relationship. It's just there with you.
Right. Another common one is postpartum depression, which is typical for a lot of women. They might not know it or realize that they had it, but it's after you have a baby for about 6 to 8 weeks, sometimes longer, just an inexplainable severe depression that's unlike anything that you've experienced before. It's different for everybody, but there are common signs and symptoms that you should talk to your doctor about, as well as PMDD, which is premenstrual dysphoric disorder, which probably feels similar to postpartum, but it doesn't really have anything to do with having a child. It's just a severe, sometimes disabling extension of PMS. Although PMS and PMDD both have physical and emotional symptoms, PMDD causes extreme mood shifts that can disrupt daily life and damage your relationships. So if your mood swings are really swinging, go talk to your doctor.
I'm screwed because mine aren't always swinging, no matter what. It's just my everyday existence.
Oh, boy.
Never know where I'm going to be right? from 1 minute to the next. So.
And that's why we love Karin. She's just unpredictable in every way. All right. One more thing before we talk about other sort of serious health issues. We have something really big to celebrate, and that is Karin's 5 years of sobriety from alcohol. Cue air horn noise. Congratulations.
I've never heard an air horn before. That's great.
So that's really cool. She got to do this awesome photo shoot at the Pilates studio. You had Deb there with you.
I can figure out how to throw a picture.
I'm not jealous at all that I wasn't there. Deb was there.
But she has to like work.
It's fine. I'm really glad she got to do that with you.
Yeah,
me
too.
The pictures are great.
It was really nice.
Go check out Karin's personal social media.
No, actually. If I don't know you, don't check out my social media. Personal. Just stick to the podcast. It's all private. You can't see it anyway. That's not true. I think I set the anniversary pics to public to rub it in
right.
to people that so I'm not
everybody
anymore.
Can know everybody how amazing know. You are, how far you've come as a person, yeah. how much you've grown.
She's only saying these nice things to me right now because she knows how grumpy I was 10 minutes ago, where I was about ready to be like, we're not recording today. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
So anybody that knows me knows exactly what mood I was in. Mm-hmm. And here she is being nice to me anyway.
And then, you know what I did? I showed up to Pilates on Saturday morning with a bouquet of flowers and a massive, huge butterfly balloon.
And it's terrifying my dog at the step of the way. My dog is afraid of things that move on their own. And it, with the wind, it just kind of floats around. And she's just living in terror. Complete terror.
It's fine.
But I love it.
She's fine.
She'll live through it.
She will.
She'll just sleep.
So. Right. And then you could also like pop the balloon whenever you want. You can let Susie pop the balloon if you want. You let her maul it.
No.
She might enjoy that.
She might. If it was a squirrel.
You could draw a squirrel on it.
You're right. I could. Then I'll probably pop it.
All right, fine. Enough about Karin.
What do we got coming up for funsies in the next week?
Saturday.
Ooh. Saturday is going to be fun.
It's Trey Day.
We're going to see Trey Anastasio, the best guitar player in the entire world.
We decided to bring our partners with us.
Well, it's Dan's birthday, so it's for his birthday. Trey knew and was like, I got to play for him.
Right.
But yet won't come to Madison. Well, he was in Madison last time. That's not true.
Trey was?
Yeah, he was at the Sylvie. Remember?
Oh, yeah, Trey Band. Mm-hmm. That's right. That was
now
a fun
show.
Now
it's just him sitting on a stool.
Singing Cher songs.
Can't wait.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Babe.
They're like in love, basically.
I got you, babe.
Sorry once again to Sue. But just so super cute. Super,
I think that's the only exciting thing we have coming up.
The better
this
weather's
week.
Been really nice.
Yeah, yesterday was like summer. I sat on my front porch with my laptop and my sunnies on and my NA PBR.
Love that. We did our content choice. Out in the sun.
We did do we did. Our content.
The dog was in the background on mm-hmm. the chewing on her stick.
Making a special appearance.
You saw that. She was kind of covered by the captions, but she's back there if anybody wants to see Miss Susie Greenberg.
Go watch that video because it's hilarious.
It is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And then we also have festival season. I know we're gearing up for that.
Gearing up for
gearing
it.
Gearing up hard for festival season.
We will be announcing a lineup this week. So stay tuned on the DMG socials because mm-hmm. we're about to blow your mind.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. This is probably my favorite one yet.
Yeah.
For so many reasons.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited. Anyway, I don't want to get too excited because I'll give something away because I'm blabbermouth.
Yeah, we can't talk about DMG anymore. I'm going to accidentally spill some beans.
Yeah, exactly. No bean spilling.
No beans.
Tim would be so mad.
Well, Tim spills more beans than I do, so true. There's sorry, no Tim, way.
Really this is, we love you, Tim. Tim is that meme with that kid in the school where he's like, and just exploding about to tell information. Just can't help himself. We love that about him because
we do.
And he always tries to make it seem like you're the only person he's telling.
Yeah.
Like,
or he'll pit you and I against each other.
Yes, he does that too. He really enjoys that. But we're on to you, Tim.
Yeah, we're figuring it
now
out.
Now we're on the same team
right.
here.
Now we're like, have you told Tim yet?
Yep, exactly. So you're left out, sir. Enjoy that. Also, huge, huge, huge. Thank you all again. We're going to say this a million times in every episode for liking, listening, subscribing. Thank you to everybody that got us over 500 followers on Facebook. That's very, very exciting. We need more though. So
lots more.
We need lots more. And also please, we need a lot more followers on Instagram and just share with your friends if you like anything that we're doing here. But again, we're going to do this no matter what.
Even if you don't like it. Like and share.
Yeah.
Because it'll just convince support us. Somebody
you
else
like
to.
Us.
Yeah, right?
If you like us, help us.
Don't you love us?
My goodness. Anyway. And also get on there and tell us what you want us to talk about. Like if we're not entertaining you enough.
Which I don't understand.
Then I don't understand. But also tell us what would entertain you. We're willing to talk about most topics within reason.
Pretty much.
Like even men's health. We'll probably touch on that at some point.
Toxic masculinity.
Oh, easy one. That one's.
But also like get your prostate checked and stuff like that. Right. We're not shy at all.
Yeah, we're not. We're not at all. Clearly, if you've listened to us at all, you should probably have figured that out.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So.
Yep.
Anyway.
Great. Let's talk about mammograms.
Oh my gosh. Let's do that. Please.
So mammograms are super important. I had a mammogram. I turned 36 this year, so this is relatively young.
Mm-hmm.
Most health insurance policies make you wait until 40 mm-hmm. before the insurance covers it. But since my older sister has survived breast cancer,
woo!
I needed to get one just mm-hmm. to have my baseline. And you know what? They don't suck as much as we thought.
Right.
Karen had
her not
first
at all.
One.
Not at all.
What was your experience like?
I'm 41 and I waited like a year or whatever because I was mm-hmm. afraid. Because my whole entire life, everybody always makes them seem like they're just this scary, uncomfortable, horrible
torture
experience.
Device. Yeah.
Like they're like, you're going to squish your boobs and they're going to clamp down. It's going to be awful.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I am here to tell you all that is bunch of bullshit.
It's not that bad
it's
at all.
It's not bad at all.
It's actually,
all.
You know, just kind of.
It's fine. If you can stand and you can do this, that's all it is.
Yeah.
And so don't be afraid of that. Don't listen to our grandmas and our aunts and our moms who probably had it worse than us because of technology not being as good.
Yeah.
But the way they are now, it's really fine. And go do it.
Yeah.
Go do it.
Please.
Go do it as soon and as early as you possibly can. You want to be able to like, it's just peace of mind. It really is. Deb told me that it's like giving yourself a hug. And I just kept that in my head the whole entire time before.
That's
and
nice.
It was like I was in and out of there. The whole entire process took less than 15 minutes from getting to the clinic to leaving the clinic. It was, I think it was like 12 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So it's, you know, easy peasy. Yeah. Go do it. It's important. Like really, really, really important.
Yeah.
And if you're scared, send me a message.
Ask somebody to come with. Yeah, you know, the technician that I had, she was great. She was very gentle.
Mm-hmm. Same with mine.
And she was very clear in the direction of what to do. So it was easy and it wasn't scary. And after she did the first side, she was like, "So how was it?" And I was like, "You know, it wasn't as bad as people make it out to be." She's like, "I know, right? Let's do the other one. Like, let's go."
It took no time at all, and it wasn't bad. So just don't listen to everybody's fluff about it, okay? Right. It's fine.
Just do it.
I have this little, horn coming out of my head. I'm a unicorn or a narwhal.
A narwhal?
I'm a narwhal.
Have you seen previews for that new movie called Death of a Unicorn?
No,
the narwhal reminded me of it. So it's Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega.
Don't even need to hear anymore.
Right?
I'm going. Can we go now?
I don't know. I don't know when it's coming out, but I keep seeing the movie trailer on my scroll.
Scroll.
Yeah.
Scroll.
Scroll. All right. Scroll.
Oh, and what's next?
The WISCO Women Well program offers free mammograms for low-income and uninsured individuals.
Amazing.
40 to 64 with no insurance, at or below 250% of the federal poverty level. Go get your boobs checked. Health insurance should not be your obstacle. It's super important.
It is. All women. It's important.
All women, go do it. Men can get breast cancer too. But that is obviously not as easy as a test. But men and women can check themselves for lumpy lumps.
Before they wreck themselves.
Right.
Can't-see cancer.
Oh, my God.
That could be a new slogan for people to get
so cute. Mammograms. Go get your little mammograms.
Go get your mammies.
Crap. Okay. So mammograms are cool. We advocate for them.
They're so fun too. Like, just go. They're fun.
Yeah,
it's cool. Like, make a day of it.
You bring your girlfriends.
Go like to brunch afterwards. Like, give yourself a little treato. You know, why don't you all schedule them on the same day and just go and then go to brunch afterwards?
We'll do our next mammograms together.
Mams and mimosas.
Yeah, but we'll do NA just orange juice.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Everything's better with a friend, anyway.
True.
So,
like podcasts.
I'd just be staring. I am staring at myself.
I'm staring at you too. I'm not looking at the camera. I'm looking at you.
Well, see, the thing is we're supposed to have picture in picture right here,
right?
But it won't work because nothing's working today. So then it would keep me from looking straight on rather than looking up in a way, because I want to look in the camera because it's going to look silly when we're not looking at it.
I'll look into the camera.
We should
be
looking at our listeners.
I'm looking
at you. Are
you there? Can you hear me? All right.
Well, this is our first time recording on video, so you'll deal with it.
Yep.
You will.
I will not be rehearsed.
Let's talk about Halle Berry.
Magic of Menopause Masterclass was something that I watched a while ago. It is with Halle Berry and four doctors. The doctors are amazing, and I highly suggest you go find their literature because they were amazing women. And honestly, there's one of them, I kind of had a crush on her just because, like, I really liked how she presented herself and the way that she talked about things.
Did you write down their?
Yeah. Okay. So Judith Joseph, Emily Jacobs, Lori Bratto, and Jen Gunter. Go look up their books, their info.
Follow them on the socials.
They're all brilliant women. Each one of them had something different to bring to the table. They each specialize in something different. And it was my favorite part of the masterclass were those four doctors. But Halle Berry, because she's famous, she started the conversation.
Which is great.
We'll give her that.
We're giving her props for starting a conversation.
Thank you for doing that, Halle Berry, and your
Which is great. Good fame. For you. The problem with this and that I'm going to have with Halle Berry is the fact that she is gatekeeping the information now. And what I mean by that is she decided to create this amazing menopause app called Respin. And it's like a whole lifestyle app where you can go and be part of this community that she's creating. Which is essentially a really, really amazing idea. She takes all of the information that she's learned from all these brilliant doctors she has access to and all of these things that she is privileged to have. And she created this great place to put all that information. And then she decides to charge $450 for 3 months for it.
Which is not accessible to the average American.
Not by any means. It's not fair. She doesn't stop there. So, you know, there's different levels of this membership or subscription that you can do, all extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. She also has like different products and different like services on there. Like she has like a red light therapy for $500. And it's a red light therapy for your Virginia. It's not for your face. It's an actual device. I can't remember what she calls it. But you take this red light stick and you shine, whatever you do with it.
Illuminate your hoo-ha.
Illuminate your Virginia. You do that. Because I guess it makes it more like buoyancy. Like
Kegels just aren't enough these days.
It's just like rubber. I don't know how she was explaining it, but like, oh, I don't know.
Elasticity?
It's very elastic. So it's like collagen. It kind of mimics, like it helps collagen production.
Sure, sure.
So I'm sure it's really, really great. And I'm sure that that's
I bet it works.
Fantastic for somebody that can afford that for $500.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other ways too, but I just think it's pretty silly of her. I'm glad that she's bringing this conversation out and that she has the ability. I know that she's trying to get to the White House right now to do some bill. Good luck with that in the times we're living in right now.
Good luck having that Congress listen to a woman of color. Yeah. Like they're not going to give her the time of day
or just like anything about you're going to say women's health. They're going to be like, it's not even real.
Who, what? Fake never news. Heard of it.
So, I mean, good luck with that, Halle Berry. I hope you get somewhere with that. But also, stop charging that much money. That's ridiculous. Jeez. You're terrible. Maybe like a $30 a month would be
maybe would be
a little bit more accessible. But to like have all that information and then make people pay out their butts for it is absolutely problematic. And you shouldn't do that.
Problematic is a good word to put it because it ignites the exclusivity of information. And in this time that we're living in now, exclusivity of information is unacceptable.
Extremely.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Information should be easily accessible for everybody. So if you have a good resource for menopause that we don't touch on today, please let us know. And let everybody know what we missed.
I will try to, I've been following some Instagram accounts recently from other podcasters too. We got on Threads, so we're also on Threads. And there was a thread on there about other women podcasters. And a lot of them were geared towards menopause and this kind of thing. So I will try to link those Instagram accounts in our description for this episode. So you'll be able to check those out and follow them. And I'll also put Halle Berry's Respin Instagram on there just because she does share a little bit of information on there at least. And maybe some of you that are listening have that kind of money to shell out for this and maybe you want to. So I'll throw that in there too.
Little linky link. Linkity link.
All right.
So before menopause happens, we go through perimenopause. I don't think I heard the term perimenopause until well into my 30s. I don't know how early anybody else has heard the word or knew what it was, but it was kind of one of those things like, ding, aha, that's what I might be going through, or that makes a lot of sense, damn it.
No kidding.
So it starts in your 30s or 40s. But it can last a few months up to 10 years because menopause is one day, a full year after your last period. So you don't know that you had your menopause day until a year later. So that includes all of the symptoms that come with menopause, all the hot flashes, the irregular periods, the increased PMS. You've got a low libido, you've got a dry hoo-ha. You've got brain fog and memory issues, weight changes, especially in your midsection.
And it doesn't go away very easily.
Hair and skin changes. If you notice that your hair is thinning and falling out, it might not be just stress. It could be something that you can't control, like perimenopause. And then also joint pain. So like make sure you stretch. Get into a good routine of stretching and hydrating yourself, and that will that will help a little bit.
And to touch on that, I know that a lot of people or women just chalk these things up to just getting old.
Like, right.
This is just stuff that happens. It's like, oh, we're getting older. So we just, you know, completely ignore it because that's just what happens. And none of that is true.
No.
I could go into an entire separate topic on that. I see it a lot in the Pilates studio.
I bet.
If you do the work to take care of yourself, you're going to really slow down those aging things. Like, it just doesn't, it's just not what happens. We don't just like all of a sudden get old and start deteriorating. We use that as an excuse and then we stop taking care of ourselves. And you've still got to keep doing the work.
Yeah.
Even when you get older, you still need to work out as much as you can. I mean, obviously it might get harder, but you adjust and you modify and you find things that you still can do. You need to keep moving. You need to keep eating well. Because a lot of that will help with this also. So don't buy into that, oh, we're just getting old. This just happens to women when we get old.
No. Right. And then that reminds me again of James Clear. I think we've talked about this before, where you have to start habits that are sustainable and then your end goal just happens and it exists because you've built a sustainable system that once you get to your goal, you can then continue it without making any other changes. Mm-hmm. You already do that stuff. You already drink 30 ounces of water when you wake up in the morning before you drink coffee. You already stretch before you get dressed. Like, you do these things and you instill these little things that can make a huge difference when you're in your 40s, your 50s, your 80s.
Mm-hmm. Just take care of yourself.
Please.
Take care of yourself.
Because we love people as much as we hate people. We love people.
Some people. Some. Women. I love women and we want you to be healthy and live as long as you can. We need us to be the surviving gender.
Is that on a t-shirt yet? We need us.
Yes.
With the female symbol.
Women and all women identifying.
Yeah.
We need us.
Everybody.
We need more of us. I saw a thing the other day. That was just really, really awesome. That was something like, as a reminder, women made you.
Yeah, right?
So
I saw a good one where it was like a semicircle of women leaders around the world. And they were like, okay, well, it's been, you know, about a year, 2 years since our overcoming of our male counterparts. How's everybody doing? And it's like, no conflict. Everybody's fed. Everybody's healthy. And we're like, okay, great. Meeting's over. Can't believe this summit took 3 days. Usually it took us about 5 minutes.
Where's the lie?
You know? Oh gosh.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving right along. So yeah, when to start preparing is now.
Right now. Assuming that you're, you know, late 20s, early 30s, 40s, just start thinking about it. I think that we are lucky now that like, this is a thing that like, didn't even have a name a long time ago. Like our grandmothers definitely did not have anything to call what they were experiencing.
I should have asked my grandma over and last so
they,
weekend.
You know, they just, the doctors are just like, you're aging. This is just what happened. So we are very lucky that we're in a time where we now can recognize these things and make it a little softer of a landing for ourselves.
And allow you to advocate in the medical field. Because if there's something where you're like, that's new. I don't know what to make of that. Advocate with your healthcare providers and call and do a video chat or make an appointment and go in and get a physical. I talk to my therapist once a month and the first things that we talk about are, how are you sleeping? How are you eating? What are your mood swings like? Like, we go over that. And if you're following it and tracking it, you can see a change and then you can enact something to help with that change.
Keep a little journal about it.
Be proactive. Kylie
loves a journal, you know, keep a little menopause journal or a little period journal or something and just kind of like
pocket period pamphlet.
Oh my goodness. If you notice there's changes happening to you, write it down so that you can like compare and look back at that at a different time. If you notice that, like, I started getting hot flashes recently in my last, like, in the last maybe year. They're little. They're not anything crazy, but they're a little overwhelming. So
noticeable.
I just was like, okay, well, this is where I need to now start paying attention to Perry coming on, because that's probably what's happening to me. And I don't want to be so afraid of like, oh my God, menopause.
Right. It's not a big scary monster. It's
just like getting a mammogram. Isn't.
It's just another phase. Our hormones go through changes when we go through puberty. And then if you have a pregnancy, obviously your hormones will shift and they may never go back how they were, but then they'll change again at menopause. And it's just the normal cycle of our lives. Right. It's nothing you can hide from or run away from. It's going to come get you whether you like it or not. So you might as well come at it with a positive and confident attitude.
That's right.
Yeah.
So since we love to touch on alcohol and how it's not helpful for a lot of things, this is another place where we can stick that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol does not help with menopause. So if that's your coping mechanism, find a new one.
Yes, please.
Just straight up.
Yep.
It triggers hot flashes and night sweats. So it makes them so much worse. We already get them when we're drinking. Like right. You're already like waking up sweaty and gross, and this is only going to make it that much worse for you. It increases anxiety and mood swings, and sleep issues. You already know that too. I mean, these should be things that you've noticed when you have a night of drinking and you wake up, even though you pass out, you feel like you didn't get any sleep at all. Mm-hmm. Now throw hormonal changes in with that. You know, that's awful.
You will feel like you're crazy.
Yeah. The big one is it raises breast cancer risk by a ton.
Not great for the ladies.
It's not just something that I say because I'm anti-alcohol. It's because it's the truth.
Yeah.
It puts you so much at risk of breast cancer and many other kinds of cancer. So just be careful. And we push that like wine mom culture on people a lot, and alcohol does that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, ignore that. I mean, we're so easy to like dismiss other things that are thrown at us and other propaganda. Right. So like, why is this one that we just like hold on so hard to? I don't understand, but
it's like cigarettes. Everybody knows smoking a cigarette is going to probably give you cancer, but people, even when they know, they still smoke cigarettes. Like, people still smoke cigarettes?
Like, still?
Ew.
It's still a thing?
And they have the audacity to do it outside around other people?
And, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I mean, we all know.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's just, if only they would, like, come out about alcohol, like, the way they have about that. And, like, just have it, like, they put, like, a Surgeon General's warning on every bottle of alcohol.
Right.
They should.
They should. That'd be ideal.
Yeah, it really would. But also personal responsibility. Look at this shit up yourself.
Do your research.
If you don't believe us, alcohol, it's just real.
If you don't believe us, you can find the info on the internet. But here's your quick stop of lady info.
Now you don't have to. You just have to believe us.
You're welcome.
And we're right. So, Devere started that theme. I'm just rolling with it.
Yep.
You can say it. So can I.
Hot flashes are fun. I've actually been experiencing hot flashes since I was really young. My hormonal changes just affect me that way. I have a condition called hyperhidrosis. You can probably see in the video. My left armpit is constantly sweating and it never stops. And sometimes if I get a hot flash, it like, I sweat through my deodorant. It's awful.
I never knew that.
Yeah, that's been since I was 16 or so. I got my period pretty late, like 15-ish. And I had to stop wearing white tees because they would just turn yellow right away. It was awful. So speaking of hot flashes, there are some medications that can help with hot flashes. It is called HRT, hormone replacement therapy. And despite some common studies that came out saying that they can cause breast cancer, the HRT medication doesn't cause cancer any more than having a glass of wine a day. And so other studies came out to debunk that. And it's interesting when a study comes out that is negative for women's health or for women in any way, it tends to get sensationalized in the media and it spreads all over the place and freaks people out. Never happens for men's studies. I mean, there's a lot more studies on men's bodies. And it just doesn't happen, which is a huge bummer. So get your HRT, get your symptoms locked down. Something else that you can do during a hot flash, if you acknowledge it, let it exist, kind of like an intrusive thought, you know, when it comes into your brain. It's there, you're letting it be there, but you're not giving it any weight. You're not making any active changes in that moment to address that intrusive thought. Do the same thing with a hot flash if you can. Let it exist, let it get you hot, and then just roll on with it, and it'll go away, and then you can move on with your day.
It's not a panic attack.
It's not.
That's what I have to tell myself every single time, because my panic attack that I've only had one, thank goodness. And when I had it, it started the same way, the over whoosh of heat and tingling all over my body. Mm-hmm. So every time I, you know, have a little hot flash, I'm like, okay, I'm not having a panic attack. It's not a panic attack.
Right.
It's not a panic attack.
Gosh, when I had a panic attack, sweating was the last thing I was thinking about. I was just trying to get my nervous system regulated, and I was crouched down in my room, and I had my hands on the handlebars of the dresser, and I looked up and I said, I'm gonna do my box breathing now, and I'm gonna regulate my nervous system. And I did it, and it was okay.
I just died. I was dying. I literally
they're awful.
Went to the bathroom.
So scary.
It was the night before my big assessment for my Pilates test out.
I do remember this.
It was the worst thing that I've ever experienced before.
It's not fun if you're alone.
I hope that's what it was. That was a panic attack. I thought I was dying for sure. I literally couldn't breathe. But the first thing that happened is all of a sudden I got so hot and my whole body started tingling. And then I felt like I was going to throw up. And then all of a sudden I couldn't breathe anymore. Super fun.
Super Love fun. That. Make sure you have support.
Yeah, I called Dan to come over at midnight. Poor thing.
Poor thing. Some other drugs that can be helpful if you don't want to dive into HRT medications. Veozah is the drug that helps with hot flashes, but
we are not sponsored by them.
Literally does not help with anything else. So unless the hot flashes are unbearable and you cannot get through them, talk to your doctor about options, but that's the one that's on the market right now. Also, some antidepressants can be helpful, as well as gabapentin, surprisingly.
Hmm.
Some fun facts that I found out.
I know that HRTs are what Halle Berry uses also.
Yeah.
She swears by them and says that she would do it every single day if it's what helped her live a happy, joyful life. So also, she is able to get something
Halle
like
Berry.
That. She's Halle Berry. She has accessibility to anything that she wants in the entire world.
The four doctors from the masterclass did recommend various estrogen creams for the dry hoo-ha, because that's a very common symptom. Painful sex, painful urination, super painful pap smears. They're already one of the most uncomfortable procedures that we have to regularly do.
That one is uncomfortable.
I haven't quite
never
figured
had
out a way to make it nice. I don't know. I would like for them to make it nice.
There's nothing about it that could be nice. It's just no.
Get your paps smeared and your estrogen cream.
Yeah, get your paps smeared, but it's not going to be great, and we're not going to try to make that sound fun like we did with the mammograms, because it's a heck of a lot worse.
Oh, I would take a mammogram over a pap smear.
Oh my gosh, I take three a day over that. Dude, if I never had to do that again, I would be the happiest person in the world.
Squish my boobs instead of scrape my uterus.
They don't hurt. They're just uncomfortable and weird, and you're just on display.
Right.
It's a very uncomfortable situation.
Different kind of on display.
God.
Pap smears are very, make you feel very vulnerable.
Yeah, they really do.
Hope you trust your doctor.
Yeah, I have that's a great one, so I'm very happy.
Same.
So that's,
yep.
That's very, very good. Oh, goodness.
Excellent. That covered a lot of it.
Yeah, we really did get to everything that we wanted to talk
Pretty
about
much everything.
When it comes to that stuff. So that's really, really good. I was afraid we'd kind of have to make a three-parter, but
not needed.
I'm glad we're going to be able to move on to a new topic.
Yay.
Which we still are not 100% sure of what we're going to do yet.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
It'll come up.
We've got lots of things to talk about. We can talk about cults,
because
we're in a few.
Yep, we're in a few.
We can talk about men's health. We can talk about...
just nothing. We could just chatter for an hour too, and that could be really, really fun.
Yeah.
Just be organically ourselves and just see kind of what topics come up along the way, which is kind of what we did with the first episode.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. So we could always sprinkle some of those in there.
Right.
Maybe we don't talk about anything specifically.
Yeah. We can just come up with it on the fly.
And just yap at you.
Because we like yapping at you.
We like to yap.
And we like that you're listening to us yap.
Yap, yap, yap. So let's take a little recap here. What did we cover?
We covered
I think we got it.
We covered some symptoms that are common with adult women PMDD, endometriosis, postpartum depression. Then there's lovely perimenopause, which is your like little knock on the door that menopause is coming to gear up for it.
Your mammies.
Yeah, your mammograms, your mammies, your paps. I'm glad we got to cover it.
Yeah, me too.
It was a rough start, just like the first episode when it took us 2 hours to figure out how to start recording. Remember that? You remember that?
I remember it. This was worse.
She was almost ready to shut it down.
I was ready. I was done. I'm done cooking. I was up at 5 today. I decided to go.
It's a long day.
Try my first bar class today. We can talk about that next time, though. We're not talking about that today, but we'll talk about that. It was great, but
exercise is great.
It's really great.
My body is still sore from your Pilates class on Saturday, but that's because I also had a lot of dreadlocks at the salon before and after that. Karin's classes are great. And if you haven't gone to any, go to her intro class first because you need to know what you're doing. Then you can join us in the regular classes. It's super fun. It's not crazy full of strangers. You'll see, you know, a handful of strong, want to be confident women in Pilates because it's really, really hard. And when you're with a smaller group, you feel safer. My next door neighbor, Nikki, shout out to Nikki. She comes with me sometimes on Saturdays and she loves it too. And it's just nice to have a group of gals to laugh with while we get mildly tortured.
Mm-hmm. Which is my favorite
delight.
Part. It's my favorite part, actually. Don't sass me in my Pilates classes because you're going to get 10 minutes.
Not the last class, but the class before that, I had left a piece of gum in my mouth and I was transitioning on the reformer and like, I just kind of coughed a little bit and it fell out of my mouth onto the floor. And she came over and she just like, I'll take it. And she took it and threw it away for me.
In my bare hand.
In her bare hand.
Love.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we've been out doing some fun content. At the local coffee shops and in my backyard and just doing lots. We've been having so much fun with it. So
it's a blast.
Hopefully people are paying attention. We're going to keep doing it regardless, which is what we've said a million times. But anyway, yeah, go ahead and follow us. Like, share, subscribe. We do have a Buy Me a Coffee set up right now. It's giving me some difficulties just like everything else is. So we're going to put a pause on shouting that out today until I get it all figured out and make sure that we actually can get the money from it.
Yeah, that'd be
right
great.
Now it's in limbo. So
thank you to the three lovely people that donated.
Mwah. You helped
thank you
us
so much.
You helped us so much this month.
Yeah.
With really keeping this going. And so we obviously would love more supporters. Once we have that figured out, a better way or the easiest way to do that, we will throw it up on the socials and we'll definitely mention it here. So stay tuned for that. You can always reach out to one of us and shoot us a Venmo if you wanted to support also. So we're open to those things.
We will take your money as a donation if you want to help us. It helps us pay for things like our subscriptions for recording and for posting and for equipment that we'll need eventually
marketing.
To do super awesome things and on hikes and marketing tools.
And you get to be a part of it then.
Yeah.
I know that once we get Buy Me a Coffee up and running, there's an ability to be like a monthly subscriber and you
Fan
get
club.
Like some special content. Because who doesn't want more of us?
Yes.
So on that note, we will, we're going to, see you next time, I guess. I don't know what to
Thanks
say.
For listening, everybody.
Yeah,
we'll
thank
see you,
you
next
so
week.
Much and for finally seeing our glorious faces as
Yay.
We do this.
Well lit and everything.
All right. Aww. We will see you next time.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Love you. Bye.